We present at this time the 172nd in a series of programs designed to help you know your city. These programs are planned to keep you informed about Kalamazoo, its government, civic organizations, community activities, plans, and problems. This evening, Dr. Willis Dunbar, Director of Public Affairs for the Fetzer Broadcasting Company, will interview Dr. Elmer Wiles, Director of the Summer Session at Western Michigan College, and a group of faculty members and students. And now, here is Dr. Dunbar.
Well, Dr. Wiles, you've had a summer session at Western Michigan College almost from the beginning, haven't you?
Yes, we have had summer sessions of 6 weeks' duration since the foundation of Western Michigan College in 1903.
Let's see, that would make this about the 46th, then.
This is the 46th summer session. It opened on Monday, June the 27th, and will continue for 6 weeks until Friday, August the 5th.
How many students are enrolled this summer?
This summer, we have 1,468 undergraduate students and 334 graduate students, making a total of 1,802.
Is that about a normal enrollment?
That is a larger enrollment than we have had in recent years.
Well, now, who are these students? The same sort of students you have during the regular year, or... Are they teachers in the public schools, pretty largely?
Well, through its summer session, Western Michigan College provides educational opportunities for each of various groups. An exceptional range of courses is offered both teaching and non-teaching fields, applicable to degrees and certificates at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. Although the summer session is of special value to teachers and those preparing to teach, those preparing for other occupations will find its courses adequate for their needs. The summer session enables the experienced teacher to keep in touch with new developments in the educational world and to increase his own academic knowledge. It offers courses directly related to the particular problems of superintendents, principals, and others in supervisory positions. It makes possible the earning of a certificate or degree by a teacher who is not able to attend during the regular year, and it permits students registered during the year to continue their studies in the summer. To one engaged in teaching during the year, attendance at a summer session brings large returns. Friendships formed are renewed, recreational opportunities and intellectual inspiration through classroom contacts, lectures, roundtable conferences, and conducted excursions all combine to give fresh enthusiasm for the next year's work.
I suppose some of your students come back summer after summer.
Yes, indeed. We have had students who have been in attendance for as long a period as 28 years before they get their degree.
You mean 28 summer sessions in a row? That's a long time. Well, what are you doing for these teachers? What are you teaching this summer, Dr.
Well, Wiles? In addition to all the regular academic courses, Dr. Dunbar, we are offering a number of special workshops and clinics that have a special value for teachers in service. For instance, we have this summer an audio-visual workshop.
Now, wait a minute. What is an audio-visual workshop?
Well, that is to meet the needs and interests of the classroom teacher, or the director of the audio-visual program, and the school administrator, who wish to use all the new devices such as moving pictures and slides and recordings and radio and so forth.
I see.
Then we have a curriculum workshop each summer. Last summer we had a curriculum workshop in the secondary school curriculum. This summer we're concentrating on the elementary curriculum. This curriculum workshop is held in the curriculum laboratory of Kalamazoo Central High School under very favorable workshop conditions. Then we have a radio workshop, and which attracts a great deal of attention from teachers and has a large enrollment, using our own radio studio on the campus. And we have two short workshops, one in distributive education, and if of 3 weeks, and a 1 week's workshop for home economics teachers.
Distributive education, what is that?
Well, that's just a fancy word for retail selling, Dr. Dunbar.
Well, why have these fancy words?
Then one of our very attractive features just now is the reading clinic, to take care of reading disabilities of various types. And we have had this for the last three summers, and we are getting larger enrollment all the time in this reading clinic. You'll hear more about that later. I'd like to call attention to some of our special programs for the summer.
Oh, yes, Dr. Dunbar. Those are open to the public, aren't they?
Yes. every week on Monday evenings, we have a program in the campus theater, which is open not only to students but the general public who care to come. For instance, this week we had a concert by the faculty of the music department. Next Monday night we'll have Peggy Farmer, the brilliant young actress, presenting a variety show of short sketches written, acted, and produced by herself. And the fourth week we'll have Dr. Cleo Dawson, popular novelist and psychologist, in a dynamic, inspirational lecture, Let's Live and Like It. Then the next week, Monday night, we'll have Dr. Harry Wood, Dean of the College of Fine Arts, Bradley University, and an illustrated lecture on the comics, America's foremost folk art. And the final Monday evening program will be a program by Summer Session Musical Organizations. Hello. These are all open to the public.
Where are those held, Dr. Wild?
In the campus theater, the little theater on the campus.
Then you have a series of programs on Thursday night, too.
Thursday evenings, we have what we call our feature entertainments. The first of these will be given this Thursday, tomorrow night, July 7th at 8 o'clock. We have Wadia Taya, the modern Scheherazade, as she's called, in a program of Oriental songs and song stories in exotic Arabic costumes. This will be given in Central High School Auditorium. And the next week, a week from tomorrow night, we'll have Kurt Jansen, concert trumpeter and musicologist, in a unique lecture concert, The Romance of the Trumpet. The next Thursday evening, we'll have Alina Imaz, young international dancing sensation, in a program of colorful, exciting Spanish dances. And finally, on Thursday, July 28th, we'll have C. Thomas Megrim, Master of Magic, in a program of mysteries, illusions, and sleight of hand in a beautiful and elaborate stage settings. These magic, mystery, magic programs always please our audience very much.
Well, now, those are at Central High School
Auditorium. They're at Central High School Auditorium, Dr. Dunbar, and we have room for all the general public who care to come.
Well, now, how much are the season tickets, and where can you buy them?
We are furnishing these free to Kalamazoo people. We have 1,802 students, but of course not all of these are able to attend the Thursday evening programs because so many of our students commute, and so we have plenty of room there in the Central High School Auditorium for the general public, and we welcome them there free of charge.
Well, that's certainly a real treat, and I'm sure a lot of people in the community are going to take advantage of that. Dr. Wiles, one other question. You've told us quite a little about workshops. Now, some of our audience might like to know what a workshop is, just what characterizes what you call a workshop.
Well, the difference between the traditional class or course and a workshop is just this. In a traditional class, the professor presents organized material to the students. As someone has said, it's passing the contents of the professor's notebook over into the notebooks of the student without going through the heads of either one, humorously. But in the workshop, the student comes and is allowed to work on his own problems, and that's especially valuable to classroom teachers who have problems of their work and wish to get help from the director of the workshop and the resource persons, and they are encouraged to work on their own problems and are helped in every way to solve them.
Well, now, speaking of these workshops, we're very fortunate to have here in our group this evening Dr. W.J.B. Truitt, who has charge of the reading clinic. The workshop, I believe one workshop is built around that project, isn't it, Dr. Truitt?
Yes, sir. The reading clinic attempts to deal with the reading disabilities of children in the public schools, on the elementary level, the secondary level, and the primary level. The reading clinic attempts to demonstrate and explain to teachers how to diagnose the difficulties of children in regard to reading. It goes into an examination of their vision, their hearing, their emotional and social maladjustments, into their home background, their interests and attitudes, and the types of teaching that they received in the past.
Wait a minute now, you say all that has something to do with their reading?
Yes, sir. It's an examination of their reading disability.
Well, all that enters into whether or not a child can read.
That's right. Dr. Homer Carter has a long list of children who have been referred to the psychoeducational clinic. He brings in one of these children each morning with the mother and the teacher, and the child is thoroughly examined there in the presence of the student teachers. and then later in lectures, these examinations are discussed and the remedial treatment outlined. That happens in the morning. In the afternoons, a wealth of workshop material is brought into the classroom, and the teachers assemble there from 2 to 4 to study this material to see how they can use various items in the remediation of reading disabilities.
Thank you, Dr. Truitt. I believe your speech traces your ancestry to the South. Are you from the South?
Yes, I'm from the South. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia.
What do you do down there, Dr. Truitt?
I'm employed in administrative and supervisory work in the public school system. I'm principal of a group of elementary schools.
Well, fine. I imagine it's nice to be up here in Michigan where it's cool.
It's certainly fine. I brought along some heavy clothing against the rigors of a northern climate, but I haven't used any of it yet. I notice that the nights are cool, but the days are very hot. Also notice the hours of daylight are much shorter than the hours of darkness are much shorter than they are in Norfolk, and the hours of daylight are longer. I'm confused to know whether this is due to the sphericity of the earth or whether it's due to the Republican-Dixiecrat coalition.
Well, perhaps that's a good time to refer to another Southerner over here who's on the faculty of Western Michigan College this summer, Dr. Edith Mange. I believe you're from Mississippi, Dr. Mange.
Yes, sir.
And what are you teaching?
I'm teaching history.
What kind of history? European or American?
European history.
Uh-huh. I understand you use a lot of films in your work, Dr. Mange.
Yes, sir. When I was abroad in 1939, just before the outbreak of the Second World War, I took quite a number of films in the Near East and throughout Europe. I use them extensively in connection with my courses. That, with the experiences of the servicemen, has proved to be very helpful to the students in understanding recent events.
Well, I'm sure that must be true. We have only a few minutes left, and I do want to have an opportunity to introduce a couple of students at the summer session. Here's Miss Blanche Knapp from Los Angeles. Well, Miss Knapp, how did you happen to come clear out to Kalamazoo to go to the summer session?
Well, I'm here really to enjoy myself. I've sort of put electives and cognates and required subjects and so on behind me, and I really came here just to take the things that I want to take that I've always thought would be interesting.
Well, now, how can you disregard cognates and majors and minors and all that paraphernalia?
Well, I happen to have my master's degree completed.
Oh, you're a master of all the arts.
Oh, well, not all of them, no.
What are you studying this summer?
Well, I have several courses in understanding the student. One is in juvenile delinquency, and one is in the deviant individual, which is a fancy term, they tell me, for abnormal psychology.
Right.
And then I'm also taking a very, very interesting radio workshop.
Well, fine. And our other student guest is Miss Kathleen Fawcett. You're from Texas, aren't you, Miss Fawcett?
That's right. Port Arthur, Texas.
Do you like Michigan better than Texas?
Oh, no, I couldn't say that. The summers here are very nice.
What are you studying, Miss Fawcett?
I'm studying child guidance work.
Child guidance. What phase of it?
I'm particularly interested in play therapy in the classroom as a means of promoting better emotional adjustment of pupils.
I understand it costs you $90 if you're from out of state to attend the summer session.
That's true. You folks are trying to keep the foreigners out.
Well, thank you very much for being with us this evening and telling us about some of the things that are of interest to all of our listeners at the summer session at Western Michigan College.
You have been listening to another program in the series, Know Your City. Following this program, Know Your City takes a summer recess. The series will be resumed on Wednesday, September 7th. This has been another program presented in the public interest by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company. WKZO at studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo.